Just under four months, we celebrated Christmas. And many of you may have received at that time a Christmas card and that had the picture of Blessed Mary, Jesus' mother, and Jesus as the infant sitting on her lap or at her breast, something like that. I know that it's a challenge to get religious Christmas cards these days, but the good ones are actually very, very beautiful. And a lot of them are based on religious art that was extremely significant in its day. And it still stirs up within us at Christmas the whole image, though it's not usually realistic to the way that Jesus entered the world. It's a little bit sanitised, to use that word again from last night. And I've seen quite a few fair-haired, blue-eyed Jesus. You don't see many of those around Palestine, I can tell you. So, Christmas, we have this image before us of the Blessed Virgin Mary with her only begotten Son sitting there tenderly, and the images nearly always radiate a sense of wonder and awe, a sense of curiosity very often in Mary's eyes, as a sense of gentleness, a softness in a lot of the colours as well that are used. And they lead us to the place of innocence in the child Jesus. We fast forward chronologically 33 years, and perhaps the most famous story of a picture of mother and child that was created again actually was by Michelangelo, and many of you may have seen it in the marble in the Vatican in Rome, the Pietà, the beautiful Pietà, where this time the image of mother and son is dramatically different. And if you've never really taken much notice of the Pietà by Michelangelo, I encourage you, go and Google it, not now, Google it at some stage and have a look at this image. And then relate, you may be able to relate from this homily, what I was starting off with, the image of mother and child and the innocence. And then in the Pietà, you have the mother who is not there frowning and angry. She's holding her dead adult son in her arms. Some of you may have had to do that yourself. So she is now there with the Saviour of the world on her lap and in both of her arms, the Pietà. It is a magnificent piece of art. It's almost miraculous in one sense. Michelangelo carved those two hearts and those two bodies, one with a broken heart and the other with a broken body, out of one piece of marble. Quite amazing. It allows us the opportunity to come a little closer. It's not a big piece, but allows us to come a little closer and to really get drawn into who Mary was through the course of Jesus' life. At the beginning, with the wonder and the gentleness, and then at the end of his life, with the same strength and loyalty to both God and to her son, but this time expressing all of the humanity that this day, Good Friday, is about. And the grief that can be there, the sadness that can be there, the wonder that can be there because of darkness. How could such a thing happen? And you may see those words even come in a sense from Mary in the Pietà. Then we hear in the Gospel from John, "Woman, behold your son." And then too we're told, "the disciple that Jesus loved." That's not to say he did not love the other disciples. The disciple Jesus loved is the author. And he says to the disciple he loved, "Behold your mother." And this Good Friday, as hearts are broken and blown apart in Ukraine, and we are here for the first time in a couple of years, gathering safely and peacefully, some with broken hearts or hurt hearts, others just pleased to be able to gather again with a faith community at this most solemn time. Just try to remember that the scene of the Pietà, the entree for that scene, was really what we celebrated at Christmas. Behold your mother and behold your son. And this Good Friday, what I would commend to you is, like the disciple Jesus loved, I would say to you, take Mary to your home. Let her take you to your home. And I promise you that she will take you to her son.